Vroom is the better way to buy and sell used cars. Looking for your next ride? Go to Vroom.com now to shop thousands of cars right from your phone. With Vroom, you never have to haggle or negotiate the price of the car, so you know you're getting a good deal. Best of all, when you buy a car on Vroom, they'll deliver it straight to you. Plus, all cars on Vroom.com come with a 90-day limited warranty and 1 year of nationwide roadside assistance. You can also sell or trade in your old car, too. When you sell your car on Vroom, you get an instant offer in as little as 2 minutes. If you decide to sell your car to Vroom, they'll come pick it up free of charge. Sell your car to Vroom or trade it in if you find something you like on Vroom.com. Vroom, it's the better way to buy and sell used cars. So head to Vroom.com now to see what your current ride is worth and check out thousands of cars to find your next one. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Tez Walker, wide receiver for UNC, ruled by the NCAA to actually not be eligible right now. UNC is actually working hard to get him to be eligible this upcoming season. He had a waiver that was granted to him, but now the NCAA is retracting that waiver, taking away that waiver. So now joining us on the show, Luis Fernandez, who is part of WREL Sports, works for WREL Sports Fan, who is at Mac Brown's press conference, is joining us here on the show. Now, Luis, did Mac Brown, what's the reasoning why that Tez Walker all of a sudden we thought was eligible for this upcoming season, the wide receiver transfer from Kent State? Do you get an explanation as to why now he's not eligible?
So that's the whole thing, really, is there doesn't seem to be a reason. The way it all worked out is back in January, the NCAA announced that they would really be kind of trying to tighten down on the two-time transfer rule, mm-hmm. Trying to make it a little bit more difficult for people to get immediate eligibility if they've transferred twice. It was a little bit, it seemed like everyone could get a waiver very easily. And so it seems like that is what Tez Walker has kind of been caught up in. According to when you talk to UNC, listening to head coach Mac Brown, there doesn't really seem to be much of a reason why that's even the case. Tez Walker has had a kind of a difficult college football career. He initially signed with ETSU back in, I believe it was 2019, and tore his ACL before he even got to campus, and that signing was deferred. Then he signs with NCCU a year later, and then that was 2020, so their season is canceled. And then he transfers to Kent State, where he plays there, and then he transfers to UNC. So technically, he's a two-time transfer, but what UNC is arguing is the first school he transferred from, he never even got to play football. It was at NCCU.
So, yeah, the NC Central year was 2020. Again, get COVID, especially a lot of FCS schools, canceled their season. So I see the argument. So is Mac Brown, what did he say regarding the potential process in regards to maybe getting him eligible? What's a timeline that we could see for Tez Walker to be eligible, if possible?
He said there really wasn't much of a timeline. It's hard to tell with NCAA and appeal processes. Sometimes they move fast, sometimes they move slow. UNC is very much under the thought that this is a very easy solution.
Yeah.
You look at what he is, and you say, oh, hey, he should be good to go. So it should be a very quick process is how they're viewing it. But with the NCAA, you don't really know. They're not saying, hey, we'll have it done by, September 2nd or September 3rd, whenever the game against South Carolina is. So they're kind of in wait and see mode. It could get done quickly. It could take some time. UNC sounds optimistic, but it's just kind of having to wait and see what the NCAA is, when they're going to make a decision.
Did Mac Brown, final question for you, Luis Fernandez, WREL Sports, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show to kind of give us the latest on Tez Walker, wide receiver at UNC, who's just recently ruled ineligible by the NCAA. Final question for you is this. Did Mac Brown indicate about what his status is, Tez Walker's status, that is, regarding practice? Is he actually able to practice still with the team, or does he have to just be a sideline guy, just have to stand on the sidelines and not participate?
Hey, sweetie, what do you think of our new car from Carvana?
Think it can handle our busy family?
Well, we have 7 days to see. First, we can take the scenic route to the beach and stargaze through the moonroof. We'll see if your drums fit in the trunk. Then we can pick up mommy's friends and check out that legroom. And we should really visit grandma. She's getting up there.
That's like a whole lifetime in 7 days.
And like one busy family.
With our 7-day money-back guarantee, you can confidently shop for cars 100% online. Visit Carvana.com for all terms and conditions. We'll drive you happy. At Carvana.
Oh, no, he's still practicing.
Okay.
It's not that he has been ruled ineligible. It is that his waiver to play immediately after transferring was denied.
Gotcha.
So his waiver was denied to play immediately, and then they are appealing that waiver denial. So he's still practicing. That's one thing that they said with, you know, Coach Lonnie Galloway and, you know, head coach Mac Brown talking today in practice, said, you know, they still have him with the ones. Tez Walker, the plan for him is to be a major contributor this year for UNC football, and they feel like they need to do that. Part of the reason, too, they were saying is some of it's like mental health, truly. They said that Tez has been in a really bad place, you know, being told that he is not going to be eligible to play. And so they're trying to do everything they can to keep his head up high and keep pushing forward, because, you know, he's one of the most, if not the most talented receivers that they have on this roster. And obviously, too, from a personal perspective, you want to make sure the kid's doing okay.
That's Luis Fernandez, Jr. of WREL Sports. Luis, thanks for your time. Really do appreciate it, my man.
No problem, Dennis. Talk to you later.